Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Dalet. And we are on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, towards the bottom. We're discussing all different topics. And we just discussed, we're in the discussion of Achav and the other related kings. So we are up to a new section, though. Omele Rava L'Rabba Barmari, about the 10th wide line or so, right in the middle. We just discussed how each of the kings tried to do something worse than the previous kings, and Jehoiakim said, "Oh, you think the previous ones did something bad, you just wait to what I do," and he denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Son. So now we're up to Amalei Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari. Mine ma lo manu es Jehoiakim. If Jehoiakim was so bad, so why isn't he on the list in the Mishnah? Right, we have the kings and the Hedyotos, why isn't he on the list if he's so bad? Mishum dechsiv bei v'yaser divrei Jehoiakim v'so avosa v'asher asa v'hanim sa'alav. That's the pasuk. The rest of the word, the things of Jehoiakim and his abominations that he did, and everything found upon him. So before we answer the question, the Gemara just takes a one-line sidetrack. What does that last two words mean? Mai v'hanim sa'alav. What does it mean? All the abominations found upon him. Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Lazar. Chad amar shechakak shem avodas kochavim alamaso. One says that he engraved, he had tattooed the name of the Avodah Zarah on his ama, on his male organ. That was to show his commitment to the Avodah Zarah. The Chad Amar, because maybe that was the central part of his life. So where else are you going to put the name of the Avodah Zarah? The Chad Amar, Shechagak Shem Shemayim Alamaso, to be Mevaza, to Shem Shemayim, one of those two. I mentioned in the past, but it's always worthwhile, there's a Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. So Machlokas, really, between the Rambam and the Ramban, it's quoted at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. The Ramban quotes the Rambam and then argues with him. Why is it that Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh? What do we call Lashon HaKodesh, right? The translation of that is Hebrew, but it's not really the Hebrew that we know of, Ivrit, but it's Lashon HaKodesh. So the Ramban says, why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Because the Torah was given in that language. As Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis, Kimei Ishlu Kachazus. Zos, that's why you have to call her Isha. That's what the Ramban says. V'chen atam etzli, v'masher abosenu korin lashon haTorah lashon haKodesh, mipnei shedivrei haTorah v'hanevuos v'chol divrei kedusha kulam b'lashon ahu nemra. So according to the Ramban, there was an external reason. Because Hashem decided to use this language to give the Torah in, to give all the Nevuah in, that imbued it with kedusha. That's Lashon HaKodesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makadish, so to speak. But he quotes the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim says, no, you know why? Because inherently it's Kadosh, because there is no, quote-unquote, dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. There's no dirty words. How do we say the act between a husband and a wife? Bia, going in, entrance. Is that inherently a problematic word? What do we call the evarim of a male and a female? Again, there's no separate words. Here, an ama. Ama means that's just a measurement. It's just a measurement. Again, that reflects the kedusha, says the Rambam, of this language, that there is no separate words that translate into that part of the body or that act. Al Tachshov, says the Rambam, Shenikra Lashoneinu Lashon HaKodesh L'Ga'avaseinu O L'Ta'useinu Aval Hu B'din Kizos Lashon Kedusha Lo Yimse'u Bo Shemos La'Iver HaBe'ila B'Zachar U'Manekeva V'Lo L'Tipa U'Lashesa and U'Litzoa Rak B'Kinui. Right, there aren't those words, and that's why whenever these come up in the Gemara, we have to appreciate the language that it is. Again, L'Maisa, today, is there slang that are, I'm sure, you know, not appropriate words, 100%, but that's not Lashon HaKodesh. That might be modern Ivrit, but that's not Lashon HaKodesh. So that's what the Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe L'Chassam Sofer, every Shabbos he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. He didn't speak any other language, whatever language they spoke, I guess Yiddish. But he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, and he quotes other examples. And the Ramban argues, "Ein sarach l'tamzeh, ki yadavar barush Lashon HaKodesh k'mo shepi rashti." The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued it. Anyway, Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, quote at the beginning of Kisisa, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So to hear this reflects that idea. The fact that the Aver of Jehoiakim is called an Amma, which is just a measurement. Anyway, getting back to the question, why is Jehoiakim left off the list? Amar Lei, Bimalachim Lo Shamati, Behed Yodil Shamati. I never heard an answer why Jehoiakim was left off the list. I'm sorry. But Hedyotos, I know why non-kings were left off the list. For example, Bibne Malo Manu as Micha. Why was Micha left off the list? Right? Micha started built an Avodah Zarah, Pesal Micha, up in the north in Dan, and we had Rashi a few days ago quote the Medrash, where did Micha come from? He was the baby that Moshe took out of the bricks. Moshe says, what are you talking? You throw all these babies into the river. So Hashem says, don't question me. Moshe says, I'm taking one out. He takes one out, and that was Micha. And he made a Pesal in Dan, questioned how he did it. Rashi here quotes a number of different pshatim. Maybe when Moshe Rabbeinu threw the Shem Hashem into the Nile in order to bring up the coffin of Yosef, because he had to get it from the bottom in order to bring it up. So some say that Micha went and stole the Shem, and that's how he had it in order to produce to help with the Eagle later on. Or others say he already had an Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim and he carried it with him. Different Pshatim exactly where Micha got it from. But Micha's also a tremendous Oved Avodah Zarah and Mesis. So therefore, why isn't he on the list? Answer, Mipnei Shepito Mitsuya La'Ovrei Drachim. Because he did tremendous Hachnas Hazarchim. His bread was always matzui to the Ovrei Drachim. People who passed by, he always gave bread to. This isn't a machlokes. Does this mean that he got Olam Haba because of this? That's not the pashtus. Or that's why he's left off the list. We don't want to be mevaza him too much, but the Yad Rabbah says he still lost his Olam Haba. I don't know what the machlokes is but again, that's how strong Hachnas Hazarchim is. Will it outweigh all the rest? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Kol ha'over v'shavel halavim, whoever was an over v'shav, whoever passed by, he used to give bread to. On the side, it points out that there is no such pasuk, but it's close to a pasuk, but it's really just a phrase. The avar bayam tsara. Now we darshin vihika bayam galim. We darshin this pasuk in Zechariah when he passed by the avar bayam tsara. The tsara went through the water. The avar bayam tsara vihika bayam galim, and he hit with big waves. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Pesal Shomicha, that's referring to Pesal Micha. And again, that's where the Rashi quotes, does this mean he brought the Shem Hashem through the water, through the Yamsuf, or does this mean he brought the Pesal already through the Yamsuf? Different Pshatim. Tanya, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Migrav L'Shilo Gimel Milin, from Grav to Shilo was 3 mil. Grav was where Micha was, and the Shilo was where the Mishkan was. V'haya Ashen Amaracha, V'ashen Pesal Micha, Misarvin Zebazet. And the smoke of the ma'aracha of the mizbeach in Shiloh and the ashan of Pesal Micha, of his altar that he built up there, they used to go in the sky and they used to mix. They used to mix the different smokes of the real mizbeach and Micha. Bikshu malachei sharis l'dachvo. The malachei sharis got very upset. They wanted to push away Micha. How could you do this? The special smoke of the Beis Hamikdash that lechor went straight up. And Micha went straight up, and the Pesal Micha that came down south. So how could you allow this, Hashem? Amar lahen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinichu lo, shepita mitzui lo v'drachem. Leave him alone, he has a schus. He has a schus that he gives hachnasas orchem. V'yaldover, and hachnasas orchem outweighs Avodah Zarah. Outweighs a whole life of getting Klal Yisrael to Avodah Zarah. That's pretty amazing. So the Ben Yoyada says, maybe, it means, well, how is this able to be machriya aviras chamuros, which is a mumar lechala tara kula, if he's over to Avodah Zarah, because, de mizdamin bazeh sheyichye nefashos over mishavim shem tzadikim. He kept alive the tzadikim that were looking for food, and vayitzricha lamus machmas ravon, v'naseh grama lechiosam, v'chayushanim. He caused them to live, and once they live, he gets the credit for all their mitzvahs. That's how it's possible. It's just not just one mitzvah, right? The message of this Ben Yoyad is that we don't even realize the effect of every mitzvah navera that we do. We could do a little mitzvah. If I make somebody frum, if somebody goes out there as makare, if a Jew, out somewhere, you know, some chiloni, some unaffiliated Jew, if I make them frum, and then they build a family, and they build a frum family, and one of them, you know, builds a community, and one of them sits and learns, or the person who is makare gets all this credit. So says the Ben Yoyada, he kept alive all of these tzaddikim, and in that way, he was able to receive the credit. That's also one of the pshatim, how we know, the Shulchan Aruch says that on Yom Kippur, every year, the Chayim and the Mesim are judged. The question is, how are the Mesim judged? How are the Mesim judged every year? The answer is, because every year, their actions that they did in their life, the effects of them still keep going. Anybody who I inspired, or someone else on the opposite in my life, if they keep going after a person passes on, so they still get credit for those actions. So again, Hashem says, leave him because he does this tremendous mitzvah. And because of this, the people of Pilegesh Begiva were punished. We know the last two stories in Sefer Shoftim are tragic. Last two stories. The first comes Pesal Micha, and then this whole story that Bnei Yisrael did tremendous Avodah Zarah in the north, and done. And the next story, the last story, is Pilegesh Begiva, when there was a Pilegesh that she was raped by a number of the people from Shevet Binyamin as she was going through, and she died eventually. And the man that she was with took her around. Eventually, Rachman al-Aslan chopped her up and sent her to all the Shvatim and said, "This is what happens in Klal Yisrael." And there was a civil war. They killed out many from Binyamin. Binyamin killed out many from them. And that was when they didn't marry into Shevet Binyamin. So Chazal say here that whole story, part of it was as a punishment for Pesal Micha. It's a punishment for Pesal Micha, but Yisrael let that go by. So this is what's caused the civil war. Rashi says Shalom Michu. Rashi says Shalom Michu Yisrael biyado ne'enshu anshe pilegesh begiva shenaflu biyad Binyamin. For Hargomiyam Arbam Ela, 40,000 Jews. 40,000 from the other Shvatim were killed by Binyamin. They were all because they weren't mocha by Pilegesh by Pesal Micha. Amar lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bichvodi lo mechisem, al kvodo shavas v'adam mechisem." Hashem gets upset. You're so upset about this woman and this man that we're taking advantage of. But for my covet, you're not upset. For Pesal Micha, it's in relative terms. Relative terms. You can't do this and not do that. If you're worried about people, you got to be worried about me too. At least the same. Amar b'yochad b'shem b'yosi ben kisma. Gedola legima. Great is a legima. Legima is amount of food. Why? Sheherchika shtei mishpachos mi Yisrael. Because the lack thereof, the lack of bringing food to someone who deserved it, and they should have, distanced two families from Israel. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al devar asher lo kidmu aschem b'lechem v'mayim, as the pasuk says in Kisitsa, the reason that we can't marry Ammon and Moab is because they didn't bring us out food and water when we wanted it and when we needed it in the desert. So that shows, that reflected a lack of chesed. One of the midos of a Jew, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes, is chesed, rachmanim b'yishanim v'gom l'chasadim, the three midos, chaver, that's the abbreviation, chasadim, and b'yishanim, a certain type of meek state, and rachmanim. So that, because they didn't reflect that, so that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu said we're never allowed to marry into the males, and again only the males, because they were the ones that should have brought out the food, not the females, and that's why Rus was allowed in. The Rabban talks about that a little more in depth on that pasuk in Kisetse. Is it just Moav? Is it also Ammon? What exactly did they do wrong? The Rabban discusses there, quotes a number of different pshatim, because of the Ebenezer quotes, they didn't give us free food. The Ebenezer says they made us pay for it. That's the Ramban. What's wrong with that? So they made us pay. That's a reason that they can't be a nichnas la'am. So the Ramban doesn't miss any words. Zehevel. So then the Ramban gives his own pshat. He says, no, the ikker wasn't just that they didn't give us food, but they didn't give us food after having come from Lot. Ammon and Moab comes from Lot. And Lot was saved by Avram Avinu. That was the problem. They were kafui tova. Not just that they didn't give stam food to strangers, but after everything that Avram Avinu did for their ancestor, for his nephew, and still they didn't come out and give us food, that was the problem. That was the problem. The ingratitude that they had. They hired Bilam, but they didn't bring us food. That was the problem. One of the sources in the Torah for a lack of gratitude. That's the Ramban there. Good. For Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, second to the last line now. So Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, says, Legima is great that it distanced two mishpachas. For Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, he adds on, Marcheches is a krovim, he distanced two mishpachas, as we explained, Umekareves is a rechokim, and it brought close the distant, Umaalemes inayim in arishayim, it causes Hashem to look away from Rishayim, and Umash Shechina on Nevi'ei HaBaal, and it causes Shechina to rest on Nevi'ei HaBaal, v'shegagasa ol hazadon, if somebody is b'shogeg about a lack of giving food, achras hazorachim, let's say, so ol hazadon, that is considered mezid. So the Gemara is going to go through each of these. Marcheches is akrovim, so a distance, the ones that were close, Me'amon and Moav. That's from Amon and Moab, as we said before. Those were close nations, and they were distant. What do you mean they were close nations? They were so close? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. Either biologically, they were close because Avram Lot, the family issue, or number two, they were close in terms of geographically. Right, geographically, they were close to us. So that's why two deus of what does it mean that they were that this mida is marchig amon and moav. Umakareves zarecho. Give me Yisro. It brings close to rechokim from Yisro. Damar of Yochanan. Bischar kimer and lova yochalachem. In the schus that Yisro said, why don't you call in the Mitzri and give him some bread? He was machnis Moshe. Zachu bnei banav the yeshvu. Belishkas Hagazis. His descendants were Zocha to be part of the Sanhedrin. Right, and that's why he was a Rachok and he was Makurav. Shenemar Umimishpachos, Sofrim, Yoshve Yavitz Terasim, Shimasim Suchasim. These are all different types of words that allude to the descendants of Yisro. Hema Hakenim, Haboy Machmas Avi Beis Rechav, Vixivhasa, Ubrekeni, Hosin Moshe, Alume Iratzmarim, Esbene Yehuda, the Brekeni, the descendants of Yisro, went up from the Iratzmarim, meaning Yericho, to the Bnei Yehuda, Midbar Yehuda, Shabedega Varava, Yelef Hayeshev, Esa'am, they sat with the people, meaning they sat on the Sanhedrin with the people. So the descendants of Yisro were able to be on the Sanhedrin. Discussion, is a Ger allowed to be on the Sanhedrin? Well, his descendants weren't Gerim anymore. So that's why at least his descendants were allowed to be on the Sanhedrin. So that's Yisro, that's Kiruv Rechokim. Uma Alemes Einayim in Arishayim, and it causes Hashem to put his eye away from the Rishon, from the evil actors, Bimicha. That's from Micha. He did all these terrible things, but because he Pito Mitsuya Lovei Drachim, he was able to find some Hashem. He found schus, a little schus in the eyes of Hashem. Umash Rishchina Nevi'ei HaBaal. And it causes Hashem to rest his presence on false prophets. Mechaveiro shel Ido Hanavi, from the friend of Ido. Shtichsiv, as the Pasuk says, we had this about a week or two ago, the story of Ido Hanavi. He was told to go give Musar to one of the kings, that they were going to Yeravam. Rashi quotes, Yechavi b'nei shehemid bo Yeravam slamim, and on his way back, Hashem had told him, don't eat anything anywhere. So he didn't eat, and he was on his way back, and then one of the Nevi'ei Sheker told him, you know what, come join me for a meal. Hashem told me that you should join me for a meal. And this was a Navi Sheker talking, but Ido wasn't careful. He went in, he ate with this Navi Sheker, and all of a sudden, this Navi Sheker got a real Nevuah. And the real Nevuah was, tell Ido he's going to die, because he didn't listen to me. So you see from there, the fact that he was Machnes Orech, though, he was Zochet to get a real Nevuah. He was Mashra, he had Mashra Shechina on him. So Dechsiv, Vahi Eim Yoshim al HaShulchan, they were sat at the table, Vahi Dvar Hashem el HaNavi Asher Ashivo. Right, we don't know the name of this Navi. The Dvar Hashem was with the Navi that returned him to the house and gave him food. It was a terrible, he was a Lifnei Iver, but because he was Machnas Oreach, so that's why he was able to be Zochet to Nevuah. Right, that's the level of Hachmas Arachem. V'shigagasa ol hazadon. And finally, the last one, the last phrase that Rabbi Yochanan said, shogig. If somebody is shogig, he by mistake, by accident, he didn't treat an oreach with the proper food, so it's considered mazid. The Amar of Yehuda Marav. Il male hilvehu Yonasan Ladovich dikikos lechem. Had Yonasan, David's best friend, Shaul's son, had he given David some food for his trip, when David ran away from Shaul and ran to Novi Rakonim to hide, if Yonatan had given him more food, lo neraga Novi Rakonim, the whole city of Nov would not have been killed out because David wouldn't have had to hide there in order to find food. And if that wouldn't have happened, only because Nov was hiding David, Doeg said Lashon Hara about David. He told Shaul where he was. Velo nitra Doeg Adomi, Doeg Adomi would not have been nitrad. Velo nerag Shaul was Lashon Zbanav. And Shaul and his three sons wouldn't have been killed for what Shaul did and what Doeg did in Ovi Rakonim. So, in a little grumma type of way, because Yonasan did not send enough food along with David, this is what caused all of these problems, and it led to Ritzicha. Stop there for a minute. There's a Rambam The Rambam talks about in Hilchas Avel. The Rambam in Perek Yudalad in Hilchas Avel mentions that there are many, many mitzvahs derabbanan that we do. Mitzvahs asei min shel divreihem, levaker cholam, menachem aveilim, biker cholam, nichem aveilim, lehotzi ameis, ulahachris akala, all the mitzvahs beyad lachavero, lelavos archim, to accompany guests, velasa b'chol tzarchi akvura, beosek in all the aspects of a burial, lesameh chasen v'kala, all of these are all these are mitzvos midrabanan, says the Rambam. Afal pisha kol mitzvos elu midivrehem harein bechlau v'yahaftal recha kamocha. Even though these are all mitzvos drabanan, they're included in the daraisa v'yahaftal recha kamocha. There's a chi of drabanan of all of these mitzvos, but there's a chi of daraisa of v'yahaftal recha kamocha. But in the very next halacha, the Rambam says in Yud Beis Dalid, Zechar schar halivui merubim enakol. The schar of accompanying guests out is greater than all of them. That's the greatest one. That's more than Bikur Cholim and Nicham Aveilim and more than all of them. Simchas Chasson Vakala, accompanying your guests out of the house. This is what Avram Avinu did. Ma'achil ovrei drachim, umashke osan, umelave osan. He gave them to eat and drink, and then he walked them out. V'gdola hachnasas archim, me'akbalas p'nei ashchina, it's greater than akbalas p'nei ashchina, as Chazal say at the beginning of Ayera, v'levayam yoser me'hachnasasan. So we've been talking about for the past 25, 30 lines, the greatness of hachnasas archim. The Rambam says that walking them out is even greater than bringing them in. Amru chachamim, kol she'ena malave, ki'ilu shofech damim. She'ena malave, as if shofech damim. What's the source for that? So the Pashto's the source is the Gemara in Sota, which says by Egla Rufa. By Egla Rufa, because you don't walk your friend out, so then he's left alone, and then he's murdered out in the middle of the cities. But this is another source for that. Another source, David, Yonasan didn't give him Levui. Yonasan didn't give to David, and look what it led to. So that is maybe another source for that Rambam. Continues the Gemara. Umibnei ma lo manuas achas. So why don't you put Yehoyakim on the list? So that was not answered. So why wasn't Achaz on the list? Right? Only Achav and Menashe and Yeravam are the three kings. So why isn't Achaz on the list? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, Rabbi Shemuta, Bei Shnei Tzadikim, Bein Yosam L'Chizkiyahu. His father and son saved him when he sandwiched by Tzadikim, so they gave him some schus. Rav Yosef Amar, Rabbi Shehayu Lo Boshes Panim Yoshiyahu. He had a little busha. He felt a little bad, he felt a little embarrassed when Yeshayahu Anavi came to him. Shenamar v'yamar Hashem Yeshayahu, Seina likras Achaz, ata ushar yashuv bincha, go and you and your son, shar yashuv, should go to Achaz, el ketzei talas abrecho helyona, to the upper pools, el mesila sadev, stay koves, to the end of the stay koves. My koves, what does that mean? The end of the stay koves? Ika de Amri de Kavshinhu la ape vechalaf. Some say koves is from the word Kavshinhu. He covered his face and he ran away. When he was embarrassed, he realized he was wrong when Yeshayahu came to him. So he had that little bit of embarrassment. Ika de Amri, or other words, Uchla de Katsri sachavareshi vechalaf. Uchla de Katsri, which is a type of something used to do the laundry. Like they used to put water in it, and then it was like a net type of kli, and the water went through and sprinkled onto the laundry in order to wash it. So koves is a launderer. So that's what it means. Okla de katsu, this tool that was used, sachav areshi, put on top of his head so he wouldn't be seen, v'chalaf, and he ran away. Either way, he felt a certain type of busha when Yeshayahu came, and that's why, for that little bit, he was zocha to olam haba. Mipnei ma lo manu was Amon. What about Amon? Right, Amon, he lived with his mother yesterday. Because of the covet of Yoshiyahu, and that's why he was not on the list. The covet of his father. Menashe nami lo nimini b'kvodo shel Chizkiyahu. How about Menashe, don't put on the list because of the covet of, Yoshiyahu was his son. Yoshiyahu was Amon's son. So because of the covet of his son, that's why he didn't leave him out. So what about Menashe? Lo nimini b'kvodo shel Chizkiyahu. So what about that? So, Bra answers the Gemara, Bra mezaki Abba, Abba lo mezaki Bra. A son is mezake a father. But a father is not mezake a son. So a son can be mezake a father, and therefore if you have a tzaddik son like Yoshiyahu, so he can be mezake the father. He gives zechuyos for the father. The Marsha says, why? It must be the father did something. If you have such a great tzaddik of a son. So therefore the son can be mezakeh the father. A father is not mezakeh the son though. So just because you have a great tzaddik father, like Chizkiyahu, it doesn't mean that you're going to save the son, the evil son Menashe. Tichsev, as the Pasuk says, ve'ein miyadi matzio, ve'ein, and I'm not going to be saved, ein Avraham matzil es Yishmael. Avraham doesn't save Yishmael, and the Achronim say maybe it's in Lavdafka, because Yishmael didn't need to be saved, he did tshuva at the end of his life. So, but it's just that type of relationship, ein Yitzchak matzil es Esav. A father won't save a son. And Hashadas is Lahaki, once you come here, Achaz Nami lo imni. Don't put Achaz on the list either. Maybe once you say that a father cannot save a son, but a son can save a father, so say this too, that Achaz also is not on the list because of the covet of Chizkiyahu, his son. Okay. There is a big discussion in, starts off with Tosfos. Tosfos in Sota. Tosfos in Sota asked the Kasha. Our Gemara says that a father cannot be mezakeh a son, but the Gemara there in Sota Dav Yudah Mebei says that David HaMelech, after Avshalom was killed, said B'ni 8 times. And that lashon of saying B'ni 8 times raised Avshalom up from all the Gehenims, and he was able to get Olam Haba. So what do you mean? A father can't be mezakeh a son. Only a son can be mezakeh a father. Tosfos asks over there, Kasha, Amru B'chelek, Bra mezaki Abba, Abba lo mezaki Bra. Tosfos in Sota, Yudah Mebeis. Tosfos gives 3 answers. Answer number one is that maybe because Avshalom met such a terrible death in Olam Hazeh, that itself was Mechaper. That was different. He met a Misa Mishuna, Ho'ilo, so that's why his father's tefillah was acceptable. Number two, maybe Avshalom is different because he didn't do Avodah Zarah. He was more of a Malchus, but he didn't do Avodah Zarah. Or number three, maybe this Gemara only means a father cannot be Mezakeh a son without tefillah. But with tefillah, it can work. Those are the 3 answers of the Gemara, of the Tosfos in Sota. The Margalius Hayam here gives another answer. He says, no, you know why Avshalom's different? Because what was Avshalom's chait? It was dafka against his father. So if his father is mochel, it's different. It's not stamen of a chait against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His chait was Mori B'Malchus. He went against David. The Marsha has a little different twist over there in Sota. The Marsha says, well, the whole chait was ultimately deep down because of David. Why? The whole story of David and Bathsheba. Hashem says, as a punishment for the rest of the Sefer, the rest of Sefer Shmuel, David's children are giving him problems. Amnon and Tamar, and Avshalom rebelling, that was part of the Onish. So you can't fault Avshalom totally. I mean, you fault him, but maybe that was another part of it, why he wasn't punished. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, Rachmana Litzlan. This Dechema discusses this in Chelek Hey, 5th volume of Stechemet, page 62, is a father allowed to say Kaddish for a son? Chmon al-Islan, if a son dies before a father, and there's nobody else to say Kaddish, is it better for a father or brothers? That was the Shiloh that was asked. To the Note of Yehuda, it's quoted here in the Stechemet, quotes all the different poskim. So, if the father is makpid that the brother shouldn't say, so then for sure the father says. He does it because his covenant comes first. But what if the father doesn't care? Who is better? So they talk about this Gemara, Abba lo mezaki bra. But Tosfos says, maybe with tefillah, it's okay. A father can't be mezaki the bra. Is Kaddish tefillah, or is Kaddish just Kiddushim Shemayim? That's the discussion here in the tragic case where the father would have to say Kaddish for a son. Look it up. It's in Mareches Avelus, Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, and Kuf Nun Beis. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, where are we? So now we get the song we're familiar with. We had this already earlier on Daf Pei Beis in the pre-Chelek world. The world has never been the same. Right? Why isn't Yehoyakim on the list? Because written on the skull of Yehoyakim is this and something else. Meaning he got another tragic punishment in Olam Hazeh, and that's why he was able to go to Olam Haba. Why? Zakena Rabbi Preda, Ashkach Golgalta, the grandfather of Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Preda of Gemara Erevin fame, who he had a student that he had to teach 400 times over. That's Rabbi Preda. So Ashkach Golgalta, Tahavi Koshadia Bishar Yishalayim. So his grandfather saw a skull that was just strewn on the street near the gates of Jerusalem. Viksivba Zos Va'odacheres. That was written on it. Cover of Aloikbara. Cover of Aloikbara. He kept trying to bury it, and it would keep popping up out of the ground. So Amar, Golgotha shel Yehoyakim hu. This must be the skull of Yehoyakim. He obviously knew Tanakh pretty well. Dechsiv bei kfuras chamor yikaver schova hashleich. Right, because it says by him, he will get a burial of a donkey, just strewn around. So therefore, this must be his skull. But he says, Ma Omar Malkahu v'lo ichshel zazulebe. He's still a king, so I don't want to be mezalzel in it. So what do you do? Karcha b'shirai, so he's not going to be zocha to be buried. Let me just wrap it up. The osva b'sifta, he brought it home, he put it in a drawer at home. So Chazisi debisu, his wife finds it, Savra. So she thinks, on the side, it quotes the Girsa from the previous Gemara, that it was her neighbors who told her, but here it just says she thought, Hada itza kamaisahu, this must be the skull of his first wife. Taha lo kaminshala, he can't forget her. So he's got to keep the skull of his first wife. So she quickly shagra tanur of a kal, so she throws it into the oven and burns the skull. That was the punishment that Yehoyakim got. Hainu d'chsiv zos v'od acheres. So he wasn't even zocha to have a burial. So that's why he got to Olam Haba, because he got such a terrible punishment in this world. Tanya, Amar Shemit Elazar, Bishvil Atov Beinecha Asisi, because Tzidkiyahu. Right, this is about Chizkiyahu, I'm sorry. Because Chizkiyahu praised himself and said, "Ah, Hashem, answer me, because I did what's good in your eyes." It led to ma'os. Hashem, I need a sign. Rashi quotes, "Avera goreres avera." If I say one thing that is inappropriate, it leads to another. Bishvil ma'os, because he had the attitude of Hashem, I need a sign. Nachrim achol shulchanu. Nachrim came to eat at his table. Bishvil shenachrim achol shulchanu. Garam galus lubanov. He caused galus. One thing led to another. Mesaila lechizkia, damar chizkia, kol mezamir ovi kochavim l'toch beso. Anybody who invites an ovi kochavim to his house with meshamish alav, and even serves him and is nice to him, gorim galus labanov. He causes galus to his sons. Right? One of the sources for bishal akum. Keep away when it comes to food. Shenemar, ubanecha asher yetsu mimcha, asher tolid yikachu, they will take all your sons, v'yusarisa mehecha melech bavel, and they will be Sarisim in the Heichal of the King of Babel. Period. Va yismach aleihem chizkiyahu va yarem es beis nuchaso es akasav es azahav. This is talking about chizkiyahu amelech after he got better. The miraculous healing from his illness we had on Brachos Daf Yud. Again, it's referred to the past couple of days. So he showed all these foreign kings came and wanted to see, wow, this king, what a miracle happened to him. So they all started to befriend him. So he showed them his base nechoso, and all the gold and the silver, all these wonderful things. Amarav, my base nechoso. What does that mean? He showed him base nechoso. So three different pshatim. Number one, hishkasa aleihem. His wife gave them to drink. That's what it means, because base nechoso, Rashi says, from the word necho, that verb means to be taken away. So Chava was taken away from Adam, out of his rib. That's what Beis Nechoso refers to a wife. Shmuel Amar, Beis Genazav Heralahem. He showed him his treasure house. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zin Ochel Zin Heralahem. He showed them a weapon that could destroy a weapon. A weapon that could destroy a weapon. A Zin is a weapon. Rashi quotes, Parzala Deshalot Beparzala. Iron that could, he showed him a special weapon. Maybe a sword that could cut swords. That's what he showed him. The Ben Yoyada says this was an allusion to saying that the Jews are going to be able to beat you. Why? Because the non-Jews are compared to Barzel, as we know, because they're Chotechu Memis, Shem Kashem Lisrael Kabarzel. Non-Jews are compared to Barzel, and the Jewish people are also like Barzel. Why? Never heard this one. Barzel of the Rashi Tevis of the four Imos of the Shvatim. Bilha, Rachel, Zilpah, and Leah. Right? That's Barzel. So he's Shabbos before we go to Chevron, right? It's in Yonah Diyoma, right? So that's the that's Barzel. So that's what he quotes from the Arizal. That's what he's saying, that Barzel is going to be sholeit on Barzel. You think you're Barzel? We're from Barzel. Weiter. Okay, now once we've been referring to the Churban HaBayis a little bit because we spoke about Tzidkiyahu, so now we darshim sukim from Eicha. Eicha Yashva Vadad, Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bnei Ma Laku Yisrael Be'Eicha. Why were Bnei Yisrael loket with Eicha? Eicha was the first word. Bnei She'avru Ashlosha V'Sheish Krisa Shabbat Torah. Because they violated the 33 Chayve Krisas in the Torah. The first Mishnah in Krisas lists off the 36. Eicha is Gematria 36. So that's why they, that's why the 36 Krisos, that's why they were, they started with Eicha. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mevrei Malachu Ba'Aleph Beis, why are all the Prakim and Eicha with Aleph Beis? Mevrei She'avra La Torah Shedina Ba'Aleph Beis, where they violated all the Torah that was given with Aleph Beis. base. The Aruch HaNer has a pirish nifla on the Medrash. The Medrash here says, why Eicha? Because it was the 36 chrisos that they violated. But if you look in the Medrash, says the Aruch HaNer, the Medrash in Medrash called Megillas Kinos, because we know in Midrashim, we call certain Sfarim by the first word. Say for Vayikra, we call Vayikra. But in Medrash, it's called Torah's Kohanim. It's not called Vayikra. We call it Vayikra. And Dvarim is called Dvarim. But really, it's called Mishnah Torah. Right? We call it that. So Eicha is not called Eicha in Chazal. Eicha is called Kinos. Megillas Kinos. Right? We call Kinos, Kinos. But that's called Kinos. Wailings. So in Medrash, the Aruch HaNer quotes, Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, L'gali Yisrael Ola Shekach Shekafru B'yechidu Shel Olam. They were kofar in Shem Hashem. Uba Mila Shenitna La'esrim Doros. Uba Asaras Adibros. Uba Chemishi Chum Shei Torah. So they were kofar in Chumish, that's 5. Asaras Adibros is 15. And Mila, which was given to 20 Doros, that's 35. And kofar in Hashem, that's 36. That's the gematria of Eicha, says the Medrash. And then he says, everything is muvan. He says, why? Because a person who is makir, b'yichud hasheh, everything leads to another. Sheha adam sheh makir yichud habore, hu nechlas bebriso p'nimi v'chitzon v'osa mitzvosa. If a person believes in Hashem, he's going to be osek in all of these mitzvahs. But the opposite, v'apizeh, ikir ha-churban lo nase b'yom mugbal. He says, really, the churban did not happen at one moment. Right, remember we had before, Nuvizradan goes in and says, oh, I'm destroying them. And Hashem says, you're burning a burned house. You're burning, I already left. What does that mean, you're burning a burned house? It means the Churban was in stages. Every time they were kofar in certain averas, a certain level of the Shechina left. It wasn't Yom Mugbal, Ela Ma'at Ma'at, Himshich Me'esh Echad Yisrael. And that's what Benazi Darshins. Why did it happen? Because they were kofar in this, and kofar in this, and kofar in this, and kofar in this. But that wasn't at one time. It was a stage. So the Churban already occurred as all of these happened. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, Yisrael laku be'echa. They were locha. The real Malkus was not the Churban itself. It was the 36 Averos, symbolized by earlier, because that's what, by the time the Churban happened, there was nothing left. There was nothing left. That's what it means. They were loke be'echa. They were loke with the 36 Averos of Chrisos and also of the Medrash. It was just the final straw. Next, Yashva Badad. The Gemara continues, the Pasuk continues, she sat alone. Amar Abba, Amar B'yokhan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Amarti Vayishkon Yisrael Batach Badad Ein Yaakov El Eretz Dagan V'Tirosh. I thought the B'nai Yisrael will sit alone, the end of the Torah, Badad, in security. Av Shamav Yarfu Tal. But Achshav Yeh Badan Moshava. But now they're going to be all alone in the negative. Ha'ir Rabbah Siyam, the city that was full of people, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemasiyin Ketana LeGadol, Gdol LeKatan. What does it mean, Rabasi Am? It means they had a lot of children. Rashi explains how they gave older, they mated, they put together, Shiduchim, older and younger. Not Katan. Here Katan doesn't mean real Katan. It means younger, but they were already Gdolim. But it worked better for the birth rate, Rashi explains, to have a Ketana LeGadol, Gdol LeKatan. If you look at Rashi explains it. Kedei Shiyila Banim Harbis, they could have a lot of kids. A man who is older, who already has established zera, a woman who is older, who is easier to impregnate her, Rashi explains. Haisak almana, now a city like that is like an almana, Amar Yehuda Marav, ke almana velo almana mamish. Like an almana, but not mamish an almana. Why? El ki isha shahalach bailam dinas ayam, like a woman whose husband left, v'dai delachzor alav, but he's coming back. So it's a bracha, even though it's an almana, it's ke almana. Hashem still is connected to us, and he's going to come back. Rabasi ba goyim, sarasi ba mdinos, the one who used to be great amongst the goyim, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kamakam shem holchin nas and sarim ladunayim. Adrasha, wherever Jews go in Galus, they become princes. They go up in society. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa b'shtei b'dei adam shenashchu shenishbu b'Har HaKarmel. There were two Jews that were captured on Har HaKarmel. Vayeshavoy mahalech achareyam. And the captor was walking after them. Amar le echayam lechadero. So these two captives, these two Jewish captives that were walking, say, one says to another, but loud enough for their captor to hear. Gamal shamal echas lefaneinu, the camel that's walking in front of us, suma v'achas me'eneha, is really blind in one eye. Utuna shtei nodos, and you see those loads over there they're carrying? Achas shal yan, achas shal shemen. One is wine, one is oil. V'shnei b'nei adam ha-manhigim, and the two leaders of the camel, osa, echad yisrael v'echad nachri. That's what these two Jews say to each other. So Amalan Shavoy. So the captor all of a sudden comes up and says, I'm Ksheyoref.
What a brazen nation. Me'ayin atem yodim. Where do you know any of that from? How do you know any of those details? That that's true. That it's a camel, it's blind, it's a Jew, it's a non-Jew. How do you know that? Am k'shei oref. Right? The Marsha says, why do you call them an am k'shei oref? Because they're stubborn. Usually in Gullus, you forget things and you lose your wisdom. So Marsha says that he's saying, no, they're stubborn. They're not forgetting. They're not forgetting. There's no shechacha. So they say, how did you know? So Amrullah, they said, it's simple. Gamal me'asavim shalafaneha misad sheroeh ocheles, misad she'ina roein ocheles. The camel's only eating from one side of the street. So you see, it must only be eating what it sees. Uteunesh deinodos, achas shal yayin v'achas shal shemen, shal yayin metafte fishokeya, v'shal shemen metafte fitzaf. The wine gets absorbed. When we pass it by our time, the wine gets absorbed into the ground, and the oil doesn't. The oil is sitting floating on the ground. V'shnei b'nei adam ha-manhigim osa, echa nachri v'echad Yisrael, how do we know that? Nachri nifna l'derech v'Yisrael nifna l'sadin. The Jew is much more private when he goes to the bathroom. He goes away to the bushes. And the other person just goes to the bathroom in the middle. Radav acharehem umatza kidivrehem. So this captor ran over and found exactly they were totally right. Ba vinashkan al rosha. And he went and he kissed them on their heads. The hevi on labesa, and he brings them into his house. Vasalem su the gedola. Vayimaraki lefnehem. Va'amar barach shebachar bezaru shel Avraham. V'nasan lahem mechachmaso. He gave them from their chachma. U'bechol makom sheim holchem nasim sarim adoneihem. U'patrin v'holchu lebateihem l'shalom. He let them free. They were so smart. Says the Ben Yoyada, why did he kiss them both? He should have only kissed the one that figured it out. Because one said to the other one. Says the Ben Yoyada, no, because both of them said it. Because then he asked them, and the other one obviously agreed. Right, it says Amru Lahem. They both said it, and then why did he make them a Suda Gedola? Because he must have given them wine, because Nichnas Yain Yasasod. He wanted more Chachma. He wanted to really understand it. So that's why he gave them the wine to hear more, and then he let them go. Big discussion in the poskim. Again, we don't have time to go into it totally now, but a little bit, right? He gives them a bracha, v'nasam lahem mechachmaso. So we know, and Shulchan Aruch is quoted, based on the Gemara in Brachas, when we see a great Gadol Hadar, we say the bracha, right, of shechalak mechachmaso lireyav. When we see a great wise non-Jew, we say, shenasan mi, right, shenasan mi, kvodo lebasar v'adam, right, Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, in Reish Chav Dalet, if I see Chachma Yisrael, I say Baruch Shechalak Michachmaso Lireyav. Umos Ha'olam, we say She Nasan Michachmaso, Michachmaso Labasar Vadam. Kvodo is the king. So the difference between Chalak and Nasan. Chalak is by a Jew, because it's a chalak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. Nasan by a non-Jew. So here, it's the non-Jew talking here. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. The big shaila is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, do we say this with Shemen Malchus? Right, on the one hand, one might say that, you know, do we have Chachamim on the level of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Akiva, right, all back. So there was some that say the Racha Shulchan says, say the Bracha nowadays without Shemen Malchus. But the Piskei Tshuvas here quotes many, many examples of Maiseravs that Rabbanim said it with Shemen Malchus. The Minchas Alazar, the Munkacher, he said it with Shemen Malchus. Rav Vosner writes that when he saw the rugged shover, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that when Rav David Baran went to visit the Chazon Ish, he said it. The Stipler says that he told his, the Stipler told his son to make the bracha when he saw the Brisker Rav. Many, many different examples of this. Halakha Lamaisa, but feel free here all of the Makaras. Just one more. The Marsha says on that Gemara and Brachas, the Lashon is Shechalak Mechachmaso Lireyav. If he doesn't have Yerushamayim, then you don't make the Bracha. Even if he has a lot of Torah. Shechalak Mechachmaso Lireyav. That's the Marsha. Vaiter in Darshaning Eicha. Bacha Osifke Balaila. Shtei Bechios Halalu Lama. Why the Lashon? Two double Lashon of Bechi. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Echad shall al mikdash rishon ve'echad shall al mikdash sheni. The two batei mikdash. Balayla al iske layla. What's balayla? Cry at night, because it has to do with the night. Shenemar v'tisa kol ha'eda v'yinu es kolam v'yifko ha'am balayla hahu. Because of that fateful night by the meraglim, they cry that night. So that night connects to the Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabba, Amar Biyochanan. Oso layla Tisha B'Av haya. Amar l'nachar shbrachol li Yisrael atem b'chisa b'chisa chinam. You cried for nothing. I will give you something to cry about. Right? Maha Kesher. So you might say, because the Meraglim was a rejection of Eretz Yisrael, which the ultimate state of Eretz Yisrael is with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take it away. I'm going to take away if you're rejecting it. Dover Acher Balayla, Shekol Aboche Balayla, Kolo Nishma. Or another Darsha, why at night? Cry at night, because that's when everybody's going to hear you. Dover Acher Balayla, because everything's quiet at night. Dover Acher Balayla, Shekol Aboche Balayla, Kochavimu Mazalos Bochin Imo. All the constellations cry with you. During the day, only the sun is there. And Dover Acher Balayla, Shekol Aboche Balayla, Hashomea Kolo Boche Kenegdo. Again, people hear you cry also, they feel bad for you at night. Maisa Bisha Achaz, Shechinasa Sherba Gamliel. An amazing story discussed in all of the books on the Sfarim on Tisha B'Av. So there was a woman in the neighborhood of Rabbi Gamliel, Shemais Bina, Vahaisa Boche Allah Balayla. Her son died and she was crying the whole night. Shama Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel lived next door to her. Kola, Rabbi Gamliel heard her voice, her sound. Ubacha Kenegda, and he cried with her. So Pashas means he cried for her son too. But others say no, it means that he said that she's crying for her son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also crying for his child, Kaviyachal, the Beis HaMikdash. He cried all night about the Beis HaMikdash. Ad she'nashru rise'enav, until his eyelashes fell out. Lamachar Akivir lo to bo tamidav, his tamidim saw that he didn't sleep the whole night. Vahotziyo mishkunaso. So they said to the woman, please, you gotta move. Our Rebbe's never gonna sleep again. So I'm sorry, but they asked her to leave. They obviously probably tried to help her also, but they said just at least in the short term, you know, our Rebbe's got to sleep. V'dimasa alechya, and it continues, tears on the cheek. Amar Rava, Amar Yochanan, ki'isha shebocha baal nureh, like a woman who cries for her late husband, baal nureh, for her husband of just a new marriage that she cries for. Shenamar Eli kibsula chagur astaka baal nureh. Right, this is the first line of Eli Tzion. Rav Soloveitchik has a great thought on it. If anybody has the Rav Sefer on Kinos, one can look. Maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. We'll see. But now we got to go a little more. Hayut Sarah LaRosh. The enemies of the Jews were Rosh. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kala Meitzer LiYisrael Nase Rosh. Anyone who pains the Jews becomes a Rosh. Why? Tosfos and Chagiga says on Daf Yud Gimel that anytime the Jews have to be subjugated, so it would be a bigger bizayin if they get subjugated by the lowliest nation. So that's why all of our enemies all of a sudden have to come reach the top of the world to give us covet. Shenemar, kilo mu'af, lasher mutzakla, ko'es harishon, hekal arza zvulin, v'arza naftali, v'achron hechbid derech hayam, avar ayar de galil hagayim, we were thrown out of all of these lands. Amar avar amar yochanan, kalamitzat l'israel eno ayev. Anybody who pains us and subjugates us, they won't get tired. Why? Because they're doing Hashem's will. Lo aleichem kol ovri darech. What does that mean? Amar Rava, Amar Yochanan, Mikan Lekuvlana Min HaTorah. From here is Kuvlana. What does that mean? Not to you, call over Jarech. So Rashi quotes three different pshatim. What does Kuvlana mean? One pshat is when a person lets his tsar known to others, he has to say, you have to hear what happened to me, this tragedy. It shouldn't happen to you. Lo Alecha. That's what the pasuk means. Lo aleichem kol avrei derech. The tsars that happened to the Jews shouldn't happen to you. That's the makar for like saying, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be on you. Rashi gives other pshatim. Whenever there's a tsara, maybe you should tell others. They'll daven with you. Gives a third pshat, but that's kuvlana. Kol avrei derech. Amar of Amram Amarav. Asauni ka ovrei aldas. Yerushalayim complains that you made me just like a city where people went against the religion, because I'm just like stone. Dilu b'stom psiv Hashem hitter al stone. Dilu b'Yerushalayim psiv mimarom shalach esh batz mosai vayirdena. Fire fell on stone and Yerushalayim. So this is what you're doing to me. Vayigdal, a little bit more. Viksiv vayigdal avon bas ami mechatas et stone. My sin, you've treated even greater than stone. V'chibasu panim yesh b'davar. Is there any favoritism? Did you treat Yerushalayim different than stone? So Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, midi yisera haisib Yerushalayim. No, Yerushalayim had something extra. Shelo haisa b'stom. Dilu b'stom ksiv hinei zehaya avon stom achoscha gaon sivas lachem. It had pride. V'yad ani ve'evyon lo echzika. V'chulu. And it did not give, it had no rachmanis. Stom had no rachmanis at all. V'ilu b'Yerushalayim ksiv yidei nashim rachmanios. Bishlu Yaldehat. So you see, it had a little Rachmanis, even in the tragedy. So therefore, it says Nashim Rachmanios, and that's why Yerushalayim got a little bit better treatment. It wasn't totally destroyed like stone was. And therefore, even though it had the similar Averis, but it wasn't treated the same. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Okay. Tomorrow's all about Bilam.